Welcome to the Guana Tolomato Matanzas National Estuarine Research Reserve Headquarters. Now that's a mouthful. To keep it simple, we locals just call it GTM Reserve. The entire reserve covers over 75,000 acres of conservation land and includes beautiful natural beaches and dunes, coastal strand and scrub habitats, salt marsh, freshwater marsh, maritime hammock, and piney woods. Inside the Education Center, you'll find extensive information about one of our favorite hidden treasures.
First of all, GTM Reserve is operated in part by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA, that's perhaps more famous for tracking hurricanes. Second, the reserve actually includes two separate areas, the northern end, where you are now, and the southern end, further south down A1A in Flagler County. Incidentally, the name refers to three rivers, the Guana and Tolomato on the north end and the Matanzas further south.
Many people don't know that this part of Florida has a long history as a populated region. Archaeologists have discovered evidence that this site has been home to people for over 6,000 years. Artifacts found in middens, or essentially ancient trash piles, prove that this area held a small village. In the 16th century, when the Spanish arrived, they found a thriving fishing and farming community, surrounded by fields of corn, beans, peas, and pumpkins. Known as Timucuans, these Native Americans thrived on this land.
Over time, the population and control of the area shifted. During the American Revolution, British colonial governor James Grant grew indigo and sugarcane on what was then a plantation. At the end of the war, in 1783, Florida was once again placed under Spanish control and the area was abandoned.
From around the early 1900s through the mid-80s, the landscape was altered. Canals were dug, dams built, and Lake Guana created. The area pine trees were harvested, and waterfowl hunting became one of its main attractions. In 1984, it became the Guana River Marsh Aquatic Preserve, and in 1999 was designated the Guana Tolomato Matanzas National Estuarine Research Reserve.
While you're here, we encourage you to visit the Education Center, hike the trails, and explore this unique part of Florida. Then, if you haven't done so already, head south on A1A Coastal Byway and visit the southern property as well. You can find a lot more information inside the Education Center or go to scenicA1A.org.